Thank you very much, Will, and good evening from Aiken Humphreys. I've got myself holed up here, and I'm with Paul and Tara. And first of all, thank you very much for inviting me down.
Very welcome.
Very, very, very dear subject to me. We're talking about festive cheer, festive spirit. So Aiken Humphreys here on Leeds Road in Harrogate. And one of the biggest important jobs that we've all got on the list to do, December starting tomorrow, is choosing the wine we're going to have for Christmas Day and our Christmas parties.
Indeed, yeah. Lots of things you can think about for that too.
Yes, absolutely. So we've got to make some decisions. We've got to be informed on what wines we're going to get and everything. So, Paul, what are the kind of things that we should be thinking about before we come in?
Well, naturally, you'd be thinking about the kind of meal that you might want to serve. Obviously, for a lot of people, that'll be a roast, maybe turkey, maybe not. But generally speaking, roast dinners have lots and lots of flavours. So really, as long as the wine has got a good bit of character to it, the horizon, the palette of things that you could consider is quite broad, and you don't need to get too wrapped up in specifics. You can think about other things too, like who's coming, what do they like,
and you can
think about what do I like? What do I want to drink on Christmas Day?
Yeah, that's quite important, isn't it? If you've got guests in and they're coming to your place, whether that's Christmas Day or a party over the next few weeks, you are allowed to choose what you like, aren't you, for your guests to enjoy, aren't you? If you think it's good.
Definitely, definitely. I think really it's a time for sharing, and sharing the things that get you excited wine-wise is a really nice thing to do.
Absolutely. So when we're talking about turkey on Christmas Day, is that red or white?
Well, it can be either.
Yeah.
Certainly, a good flavoursome white will do the job nicely. A lot of people might consider Chardonnay not such a good thing, but it is actually a fantastic, great variety to have with turkey, because it brings lots of flavour. And then on the red front, you can go for anything really, you know, because it's a roast dinner. You know, a lot of people might go classic with a Pinot Noir from either Burgundy or the New World, but alternatively, some great fuller-bodied wines will work, because there is so much going on, you know, with potatoes and vegetables and all of the different trimmings and stuff like that, you know.
I like Pinot Noir, though, because it's light, isn't it? That is probably one of the few things you could have on Christmas Day that is light.
Yeah, it's elegant, it's light. It's something that will kind of not weigh heavy on yourself, you know. And if you're drinking maybe a glass or two more because it's Christmas Day, then perhaps a Pinot might be a nice thing for you.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're coming in to choose our wine for our Christmas parties at Aiken Humphreys. What else do we need to consider?
Well, I mean, I actually end up drinking a little bit less wine at Christmas, but spend a bit more on those bottles. And I think really because, you know, something that has a better quality of flavour, you tend to sip a bit more slowly. And there's plenty of other things to drink at Christmas time as well. Fantastic craft beers and lots of unusual spirits and things like that that people like to drink. But yeah, I think that if you drop a couple more quid on what you would normally spend, then the only thing to bear in mind is that you don't want to make an expensive mistake. So come down to the shop, have a chat with us, we'll find out what you like, and we can set you up with a bottle that you're actually going to like on Christmas Day.
And I could talk about this stuff with you guys all evening. Tara's here now. There's obviously lots of parties going on, so you'll get all these excited people coming in. So for all the fizzes and things, you've got all that going on here, haven't you?
Oh, we certainly do. And actually, all the way through to Christmas, every weekend we're going to have fizz open for people to try. Ooh. Various different spirits, including our very own gin that we've collaborated with the Yorkshire Dales Distillery on. And we're actually open until 6 p.m, both on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, for all those sort of last-minute purchases.
And it'll be here before we know it, won't it? And then what about if you're one of the, probably the one of the gifts that we all think of is, it's always a father-in-law gift, isn't it? A nice bottle. So again, we can come in and tell you what we think the person we're buying for likes, and you can give us some advice on what would be a good, and also we can tell you how much we want to spend, and you can give us a bit of advice.
Well, that really is what the boys here are absolutely brilliant at. They really do know how to match the perfect gift for your person with the bottle actually in our shop, and there's such a wide range of things here for people to choose from. It's a great place, plus gift wrapping, gift options. It's an easy place to come and get a gift for Christmas, definitely.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for giving us a bit of insight this evening, and as it's almost December, we wish you a very happy Christmas.
And to you too. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.